Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Deborah Tavares, who, until a couple of years ago, certainly did not have any idea what was going on, and when Deborah suddenly realized what was happening with the smart meters and the environmental movement, and so many of the things, the chemtrails, the things that are going on, it's an organized effort to poison the American people, and certainly deluge us with aluminum, which is carcinogenic, and certainly limits fertility, has all sorts of toxic things, and of course we know that the levels of aluminum are going up dramatically in the fish, the wildlife, the trees, the soil, the food, and of course they know it's carcinogenic, they know that it limits fertility, they know it's a poison. And yet they're spraying aluminum. Well, I don't know what Deborah's going to be talking about this evening. Deborah, what do you want to talk about this evening?
Well, Dr. Stan, I would like to just update on the current status of Sebastopol, California, which is located about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge.
All right, fine. What's going on in Sebastopol?
Well, their stand against smart meters, of course, back in February, the city council not only decided to create an ordinance that would prevent further deployment of smart meters in the town of Sebastopol. They also did the very first time this has ever been done within a moratorium. They created a fine of $500 that each installer, Wellington Energy is the company that is the subcontractor for PG&E. They created a $500 fine for each installer that would be caught in town implementing or deploying a smart meter. And that just met with an enormous, enormous retaliation from PG&E. It ended up that PG&E said they would not come into the city at all for anything, including even the gas lines that they were in the process of maintaining, as well as not putting the final meters in on a very, very large project, a $22 million project, one of the biggest projects in Sebastopol for a number of years. They wouldn't come in and hook this private property owner up with the meters that he needed in order to rent out his spaces.
However, basically, of course, people must understand that the major utilities have all been taken over. They're part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Their purpose and function is to install these smart meters, part of a program, of course, basically of doing physical harm to our people. It's part of a program. Smart meters, smart appliances, smart grid. And basically, of course, they want to monitor every aspect of what's going on. They know it's harmful to the health, and they don't care. Because they have a different agenda. They're part of this group that is involved with the population control movement, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know, and certainly when the Sebastopol City Council tried to do something, then they retaliated. Well, what happened, Deborah?
Well, what happened was PG&E, which has now coined the name of pulsed genocide electromagnetically, which means PG&E. But PG&E finally, in the privacy between the council, they're having meetings, and the council has not abandoned the ordinance, but they are not going to implement the fine. So that's where that stands right now.
Is PG&E going to go ahead and maintain their gas lines? I would think that you should go to the state, people who look after this, who supervise PG&E, and just tell them, fine, if you're not going to take care of it, then you're out. We're going to do away with it totally. We're going to bring it a separate and a responsible a utility. Did anybody think about that, going to the state and challenging PG&E?
Well, the state is complicit with all of this madness, to be quite frank.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. All right, Deborah, go right ahead.
Well, of course, we know that the state is complicit with this horrific agenda. We also know that the utility commission, in our case, the California Utility Commission, the CPUC,
Public Utility
complicit.
Commission, right, PUC, go ahead.
Yes, and everyone has that in their state. And they've all signed on. They have partnered with ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, which is partnering up with the United Nations program, which does include genocide and population control and management. And that is part of partnering up under the United Nations program, because that's what it is. And I can tell you that we now have Ojai, which is a town just north of Los Angeles in the Santa Barbara area, that just placed a moratorium on smart meters. And also there has been some new information, well, not new, but new that it would be printed in our newspapers, that they talk about the catastrophic cyber attack could hit utilities like PG&E. And I know we've spoken about that too, Dr. Stan, about the electromagnetic pulse, and that could take down and would take down utilities nationwide. It would be catastrophic. There would be millions of people would lose their lives. But we're in the crosshairs here, of, like all other counties and cities are as well. I just came back from a fluoride meeting. We've brought in Dr. Paul Conant from New York, and he spoke with our Sonoma County Health Department. In fact, Dr. Paul Conant will go out to other states and help you fight against fluoride. But I can tell you that our health department director is commissioned to fluoridate Sonoma County, and that is her job. And Dr. Paul Conant spoke with her today and said she's a very, very dangerous woman, because it's not about the science at all. It's about they've made their minds up disregarding the science, as we know. And I can say that there was a 9-year-old in the meeting tonight that asked the question, will the fluoride kill me? And this is coming from a 9-year-old. A 9-year-old has to ask that question because he hears what's being said about fluoride. And, of course, fluoride will drop his IQ. And that's been proven. And they are rolling over us in every way possible. I also wanted to talk about a meeting that occurred at UC Davis just this past weekend, actually. Quite alarming and also very disturbing.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought for just a moment. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah is simply talking about the fact that they had brought up Paul Conant, Dr. Paul Conant, who is a retired chemistry professor who heads the fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. You can find it on the Internet. It is, I think, the finest website we have up there, and Dr. Conant certainly has dedicated his life to trying to let the American people know they're being poisoned with fluoride. Now, we have a number of interviews with Dr. Conant. We certainly recommend what the information he puts out, and we fully support his position. If you haven't heard my talk on the hidden agenda or seen our syllabus that goes with that, basically it's fluoride, the hidden agenda. Why? It is available through our ministry, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and you can get that the DVD, the Fluoride, the Hidden Agenda. And then, of course, Dr. Conant had talked to the health officer up where Deborah lives, and recently he came back after meeting the health officer to say, this is a very dangerous woman. Why? Because they're intent upon fluoridating the water, not to taking into the fact that they know fluoride lowers the IQ. They know that fluoride limits fertility and decreases fertility. They know that it produces osteoporosis. They know it's carcinogenic and has a tendency to produce brain cancers. They know that it can produce all sorts of physical complications, disrupt the endocrine system. They know all of these things. But, of course, they're going to head and fluoridate the drinking water. It is part of the population reduction program being implemented across America as they poison the American people. I would point out they do not allow this in Europe. Why? Because Europe is is going to survive and America is being systematically destroyed. Deborah Sardi, go right ahead and tell our listeners some of the other things you're concerned about.
Yes, well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. As a matter of fact, we do have a website called ToxicDrinkingWater.org. That's ToxicDrinkingWater.org. We will be posting Dr. Conant's conferences that he's had while he was up here, along with his PowerPoint. So I would recommend that people see what he had to say. And we have an excellent video up there called Fluoride, and it is something we're seeing. It's there on that website as well.
You're going to have to speak up a little bit. They must be playing with our telephones.
Well, probably. But I also want to say the a massive amount of thyroid disease that has increased in the United States that causes mental and emotional stress is all related to fluoride in the water supply.
And I think basically the other thing is, Deborah, of course, that fluoride competes with iodine. They both come from the same level of the periodic table, and fluoride competes with iodine for the thyroid, and it gets into the thyroid, replaces the iodine, and so the thyroid doesn't work properly. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. Also, we have on the website, toxicdrinking.org, the study from Harvard, which talks about how it does lower the IQ. So when the 9-year-old was sitting there in the meeting tonight and they were talking about lowering the IQ, it was really sad to see this child respond with what he was hearing. And these are the ones that all of us need to protect, their children. And it is our responsibility at this point in history, with all of the toxins that are being intentionally delivered to all of us, while we are all still well, to get the word out. Because we have been taken over by international bankers with monetary interests and also the requirement to decrease the population. And we are the media. We must do absolutely everything we can do. Anyone that is not doing something, you must. You must either put bumper stickers, magnetic bumper stickers on your cars, pass out flyers. If you don't like to speak out, there are many other ways you can do this. But everyone listening, there are too many toxins being delivered to us right now. It's jamming our immune system. They know that. And pretty soon we will be less able to combat this because our mental state will be worn down. But I do want to say there was a very horrifying meeting held at UC Davis this past weekend. It was held at the Mondavi Arts building there that is on the campus. And this is what it was about. It was entitled Climate Smart Agriculture Global Science Conference. I can tell you they brought in over 300 scientists from all over the world. And here's what they said. Climate change is occurring more rapidly than anticipated. And the increase in extreme weather events threatens more disruptive effects on agriculture.
Yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is going on, but this is not happening by accident. It's part of a Klan program. That's what HAARP is all about, H-A-A-R-P. Fortunately, you have the Internet. You can look it up on the Internet, and this is a secret program. Oh, well, they have something about it on the Internet, but the government certainly keeps so much of this top secret. They don't want you to know. We have a book on HAARP. We have a book on weather modification. We have certainly a DVD, Weather as a Weapon, and it is all being controlled. So we have 4 tape sets on chemtrails. This is not imaginary. These things are real. And until you understand that, very little going on today makes sense. If you haven't seen the DVD, the excellent DVD we have on geoengineering, or the 4 a CD set on geoengineering, certainly the talk by Rosalind Peterson, outstanding. But most people can find it a little difficult to believe this could be going on. But if you work for government, you are required to sign secrecy agreements. And if you ever come forward and tell the truth, they'll put you in jail and you'll never get out. Or maybe you'd be lucky to have go to jail, because they actually, I have no question at all, that a number of the mysterious deaths we have are related to that sort of thing. And if you doubt that, you need to get our 4 CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I talk. I talk to professional government assassins, trained to be assassins, people who've killed people for the government. One of them is dead today. The other has disappeared. This is not imaginary. The 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins, just simply goes right along with this whole effort to conceal the truth from the American people as they destroy our heritage and they poison our children. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's exactly right. And, in fact, some of the participants at this Climate Smart Agriculture meeting on the UC Davis campus in Central California included the advisor for agriculture and rural development from the World Bank. And his topic that he spoke about, his name is Eric Fernandez, the overview of World Bank achievements, plans and initiatives for climate change, and its interface with science partners. We are being attacked by the corporations and in the influences of the Brotherhood of Darkness, as you call them, the conspiracy to rule the world, the Bilderberg Group, all of the above, to create scarcity. And they're meeting now to create scarcity in the food supply. And I can tell you that there was a person there, only one person, that during public comments asked all of these 350-some-odd scientists, although there was a panel up on the stage, they asked what were the effects of the geoengineering on the climate change. And there was a description of what that was. They all looked at one another, and no one answered. And the moderator said, we've got a room full of scientists. Is there anyone in here that can answer that question?
Now, what was the question again, Deborah?
The question to the 300-some-odd scientists at UC Davis, the Climate Smart Agriculture, was generally, what is the impact of the geoengineering, all the spraying of the aluminum and all of the particulates and everything else that they're spraying daily over all of us? We also have a website, toxicsky.org. The question was asked how that impacts the agriculture and the impact on the food supply. They did not answer that person. There was not a peep from anyone.
Well, because basically, if they spoke out, they would lose their jobs, they would lose their grants. If they were to tell the truth, they've all signed, if they're working on any government project, they've all signed secrecy agreements. They can't come forward and tell the truth. But, of course, people need to go to something, Toxic Skies website. They need, of course, to get our talk on geoengineering. As Rosalind Peterson goes into the background of this, we know what they're doing. They've actually biopsied the blubber of whales. Environmentalist group took, I think, 3 or 4 years. They went to all the major oceans and they biopsied the blubber of the whales. And they shoot a little dart at the whale and simply take a little piece of the blubber off their back. And what do they find? A 2,000% increase in the level of aluminum. You're not going to hear this sort of thing, but the aluminum's getting into the meat. The aluminum's getting into the fruits and vegetables. It's in the soil. It's destroying the trees. We've got two great DVDs. One's called What in the World Are They Spraying? The other is called Why in the World Are They Spraying? That's What in the World Are They Spraying and Why in the World Are They Spraying? Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning the people. They know what they're doing, and they're doing this to alter our weather patterns. And they keep saying, oh, isn't it strange? We're just having this very long winter in the east, and it's not strange at all. They know how to alter the weather, and they're doing it. And they're using HAARP, and they're using the spray programs, the geoengineering of our atmosphere. So what actually happened at the meeting there, Deborah? After none of the scientists would answer, did the moderator say anything?
No, nothing was said. And I just want to alert everyone that's listening that there are meetings happening all over the country at major universities. They are discussing how they're going to create scarcity. This is what this is all about, creating water scarcity, food scarcity.
No, basically, did they admit that's what they were doing, or were they just saying that this
Well, of course, the preamble talks about how the weather events are going to create scarcity of the food supply.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are planning massive famines. And there's going to be food shortages and water shortages, and there are going to be cataclysmic events coming down the line. You need to begin making preparations now. But if you have a question or comment for Deborah, certainly one of the best informed guests we have, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Are you ready for famine? Are you ready for cataclysmic change? We'll be back in a moment. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, and also I wanted to bring up a recent victory. This is against Southern California Edison, that is the utility company in Southern California. And it's about a woman that was shocked in the shower by a stray voltage, and she won $4 million lawsuit. And essentially, this is very, very important because it proves that the dirty electricity that's coming from the energy company substation, and that's what the Stetzer filters are for, and I'll explain that. And it does make people very, very ill.
Now, basically, of course, what is dirty electricity? How was this woman get a shock in the shower? And, of course, how severe was her injury?
Well, I will tell you what dirty electricity is, and I think Dr. Sam Millam, it really explains that beautifully. We do have that on our website, smartmetersmurder.com. That's smartmetersmurder.com. But essentially, dirty electricity is electrical pollution, and it's not something, of course, that we see or smell. And yet it becomes the greatest pollutant element in our environment. And as I said, Dr. Sam Millam is a scientist, and he's a whistleblower. And he has said this is an industry cover-up of the toxic facts by electric utility companies, and that cell phone industry, public utility commission, and state and health departments and the FDA have created false documents that do not disclose what this dirty electricity is. And dirty electricity does not need a direct wire connection. It connects through the air traveling into the human body from the wiring that carries the power. It also connects and acts anything metal in your home, plumbing, wire box spring mattresses, etc., are all antennas for dirty electricity. And so this woman, this was back in 2011 where her story began, and she sustained repeated electrical shocks while showering. And it was about when she began to experience nausea, exhaustion, and numbness in her limbs after replacing a curiously elevated shower with a one built with one that was bought on her floor, and it said it was turned out that her shower head was electrified, and every time she touched it to make an adjustment, a low level current ran through her body.
Well, now basically, how did the current get into the shower head?
Well, again, the plumbing in our homes can be electrified.
Okay.
And this is a problem of the dirty electricity. We are being absolutely enveloped right now with increased frequencies from every kind of wireless device. We're talking the smart meters. We're talking the appliances in our homes that we'll all have to have and do have now, RFID chips. We're talking cell phone towers, antennas, all the wireless components that we have in our homes are creating such a high level of frequencies that far exceed what our bodies can handle, and they know this. Frequencies actually are a delivery system for toxins. It's a carrier for delivery systems into our bodies, as was discussed this past weekend when we had attended Dr. Jerry Tennant's
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah is simply talking about dirty electricity. Some woman had gotten a $4 million settlement because, of course, she was a victim of the dirty electricity in her home, and every time she touched the shower head, she got this, and it's because, of course, the electricity can travel without wires. And people don't understand that, but we're being exposed to tremendous amounts of more all the time. That's what the smart meter is about. Of course, those are radio waves. Are those radio waves or simply electric waves? There's a difference between them.
Those are pulsed microwave frequencies.
Pulsed microwave frequencies.
And what she said is there were times that she'd go to her sink and there was a little water on the rim, and she might put her arm down on it. She would go, whoa, And even her husband, what they did was they, it said that she told the New York Post, adding that she only wears rubber-soled shoes in the house. And she said, I don't feel comfortable taking a shower. Even her husband added, the lights would go on and off in the house all the time. Appliances burned out. And she said, he said both he and his wife have suffered neurological issues as a result of these frequencies.
Now, of course, we're not hearing about this sort of a lawsuit. When was this settled recently?
Just recently. This post is on our website, smartmetersmurder.com. The date of this is March the 25th, 2013. So just a few days ago.
Okay.
And it's entitled, Woman Shocked in Shower by Stray Voltage Wins $4 million Lawsuit.
All right. Basically, now, was it because of the wiring of their house? Why was their house different than everybody else's house in the district?
Well, this is going to happen more and more because we are intensifying the frequencies in all of our communities. This is one of the dirty electricity components and the increased frequencies. And what people need to understand is this is being done. They know it. Scientists and engineers have warned of this, but they continue to deploy these smart meters. They know exactly what they're doing, which is why PG&E has newly been named Pulsed Genocide Electromagnetically for
no,
PG&E.
No. Did this woman, Sydney, did she have a smart meter in her home? Did that play any part in the problem she had?
Well, in looking at the article, let's see.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Right. I'm trying to glance through the article, but I'll get back to that in a minute.
Okay,
what I do want to cover, though, is the fact that this is why stepsterizers are going to become more and more important in our homes. What those are plug-in devices that we can plug into our outlets. And those will send back some of the transient frequencies that are being delivered in our homes via our internal house wiring.
Now, in other words, what you're basically saying is there's some sort of a filter that you can actually plug into your outlets that will actually tend to clean up the electricity coming through the air. Is this what you're suggesting?
No, it will return the transient frequencies back outward.
Okay.
And there are many layers, unfortunately, of treatment devices that we're going to need to start looking into in order to survive, because many, many people are becoming so very ill. I mean, people are experiencing all kinds of problems. We know that, you know, it increases confusion and memory loss, and that it also increases the frequency and goes into our mouths and electrifies that, and it causes a charge, an electrical charge in amalgam filling, which causes the mercury to leach out. And so we've got to also remove all of our amalgam fillings and get those removed by a dentist that specializes in removing fillings. They build a dam.
And of course, we did that at Red a dozen years ago, because of course we know that the mercury fillings are toxic, and of course the Dental Association knows that as well, and this is why they're concealing the truth. Fortunately, about half of the dentists have given up using the amalgam fillings, because they realize, well, first of all, they realize it's toxic. The other half simply go right along with the system. And it's important that you understand that you're being poisoned with your dental fillings, or you're being poisoned because of the mercury there. The dental fillings are 50% mercury. And then, of course, they're being poisoned, certainly, with your vaccinations. They keep telling you you have to have a flu shot. Most of them, almost all of them, contain mercury. They know what they're doing. Basically, of course, they take away all of our incandescent light bulbs. They're all fluorescent light bulbs. And, of course, what's the basis of that? Mercury. And, of course, people who live under constant fluorescent lights have a much higher incidence of all sorts of diseases. Well, our guest, of course, is Deborah Tavares. These things sound so incredible, but you really need to get started someplace. Go to our website or go to Deborah's website, but we carry a great deal of material on this you're not going to find elsewhere. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let's go to Michael, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Michael. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I want to ask you, we got like aluminum pans that we use to cook out of. I was wondering if maybe that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Anything else?
We got this new city manager here in Detroit, and it's an international border here. There's just no way we can let. They got 2,400 lawyers this guy used to work for. He quit the job, and now he's going to run Detroit and be in charge of anything. And he can do anything he wants, make any decisions, break any contracts. There's no rules. And this is an international border, and they're talking about they're protecting us from terrorism. We got a guy that I don't even know who he is, nothing about him here on this international border. You're taking over, and the government, the Congress, and the president aren't doing a thing.
Wait a minute. This is Detroit, and they brought a new man in. The past mayor was a crook. He was stealing everything. Detroit is bankrupt, and so they brought this fellow in, hoping he can get things straightened out. I don't know anything about him. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Anything else you wanted to say, Michael?
Yeah, I appreciate everything that she's doing to get the word out about all this stuff, because I think it's a lot more serious than even she realizes what's going on.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Michael. It is serious. We appreciate your comments.
And Michael, what I would suggest that you do, we have another website for all of you that are listening. You need to also go to stopthecrime.net. In fact, I'll read all of the websites right now. They do interlink with one another. But, again, we have smartmetersmurder.com, toxicdrinkingwater.org, toxicsky.org, and refusesmartmeters.com. But the one I'd like to talk about right now, Dr. Stan, is stopthecrime.net. And what I would really like to talk about for a bit is the NASA war document that we have talked about a little bit in the past. But there's more information that we now have posted under that site. And I would really have everyone go and look at the source documents on stopthecrime.net. The Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny is posted there.
Just speak up a little bit louder.
Yeah, the Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny is posted there on stopthecrime.net. And you can watch it as a YouTube video.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Deborah. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. And basically, Deborah has a number of different websites. Once again, Deborah, I want you to get the names of all of those websites out so people know how to get to them. Go right ahead.
Yes. Stopthecrime.net, refusesmartmeters.com, toxicsky.org, smartmetersmurder.com, and toxicdrinkingwater.org.
Now, this is five different websites, but they're all fascinating. Deborah is certainly one of the most productive people I know, trying to get the information out. Ladies and gentlemen, America is under attack today. What are you doing to try to preserve this nation? There are people who hate America. They're poisoning our people. They believe there are too many people in the world, and they're poisoning us in so many ways, whether it be with electric things, whether it be some of the products that they're spraying on us, the things that they're putting in our food, the things that they're putting in our mouth, the things that they're putting in our medicines. And you need to understand what's going on, and you need, of course, to stop eating and drinking a lot of the things you are if you value your health and the health of your children. But they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the food, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning our medicines. This is not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing, because these people have a different worldview. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, this is a DVD, you need to get it. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can get and look at all the DVDs and the CD sets and the tapes and certainly the books that we offer. That will give you an overview of what's really going on today. Well, right now we've got Joel calling from the state of Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-95. If you have a question for Deborah, but right, Joel, do you have a question or comment?
If you guys knew any place that will take the fillings out for some kind of reduced fee, I've called the Chaz Clinic in my neighborhood, and they said in my city, and they said that the dentist is on sabbatical for the entire summer.
I really can't tell you.
Well,
basically,
I do have a reference.
Okay, yeah, I have 8 of them, so I'm really concerned about it. And then also she was talking about that thing that will put the electricity back into the grid in your house. What was that again that she was saying that will do that?
Oh, send the frequencies back out. They're called stepsurizers, and that's on the website stopthecrime.net. And also on that website there is a referral. It's called DAMS, D-A-M-S. And that's dental amalgams. And he can refer you to a dentist in your area. That's up on stopthecrime.net.
And basically, of course, you go onto the Internet. There's an organization of dentists who specialize in this. And don't go to just the average dentist. He really won't do a good job for you. You need to go to a dentist who's been specifically trained to take out the fillings.
Right. They actually put oxygen on you. They put a dam behind your teeth so that the mercury cannot go into your mouth. And they pull it out very slowly and carefully. And they keep you safe while they're doing it. It's critical that everyone listening, if you do get your amalgams out, which you should if you can afford to do that as soon as possible, you should go to a dentist that is absolutely certified and qualified to do that correctly. I also did want to... Did that help you?
Anything else you want to say, Joel, before we let you go?
One last thing, I heard you guys saying how somebody was suing the power company over that, which just always seems like it's hard to prove when they do something wrong. Has anybody sued any dentists over the amalgam fillings? I've seen the videos on YouTube, and it's disgusting when it stuffs your mouth. Like I said, I had 8 of them.
Well, basically, of course, the dentist can say when he put them in, he didn't realize they were toxic. So I don't think that I wouldn't waste your time suing the dentist. I would just try to get the information out.
Right. But it's interesting because the dentistry practice is one of the few medical modalities that's allowed to leave dead, decaying material in your mouth called crowns. And I'm understanding that nearly 100% of all crowns will fail. So those that are listening, if you have crowns, you must get to a dentist that will identify the decay that occurs under that, because the leftover roots in the gums rot out, and again, nearly 100% fail, and that becomes a major, major health problem. And many people are actually having such problems with organs and so forth that they are dying by having dental disease.
Okay, fine, Joel. Thanks very much, and appreciate your calling.
All right, thanks. Keep up the good work.
God bless. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And people, they find it so difficult to believe these things could be going on, but they really are. They're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the children, but few people care, and they're poisoning the forests and poisoning the trees. They're even using insecticides that poison the bees. And, well, you have to get the rest of the poem by hearing our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. But go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, yes, that's absolutely true. And everything you just said is incorporated in the NASA war document that we have posted on stopthecrime.net. It's under the source document. I cannot emphasize the urgency to take a look at this document and the other postings under the NASA title, because we have pulled that apart. It is far worse than most people even can understand, as you said, and or even comprehend. The unthinkable is facing all of us, and we must prepare ourselves emotionally for what is going to happen. And the NASA document talks about how, and this is actually was a PowerPoint presented in 2001 by Dennis Bushnell, who was the chief NASA scientist from Langley Research Center. And there were many organizations and different areas of our government involved in this, the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, and the Australian Department of Defense, and many, many others. And I will tell you that it says in the very beginning of this document that everything that they discussed in 2001 had full capabilities. And they talked about how they would kill and capture and torture Americans in living color on prime time. That's on page 93 of the NASA war document on stopthecrime.net.
Basically, this is a PowerPoint presentation that was given by one of the leaders of NASA back in the early 2001, wasn't it? Something in there. And basically, you will be amazed as you read this. And, of course, I believe we've incorporated that into our DVD, pardon me, into our the syllabus that we actually put together for Agenda 21, the covert plan. But you can actually see it in living color on the Internet. And what is, again, the website where they can get that, Deborah?
Yes, you can download it and also many of the radio shows that we've done to break it down. It's on stopthecrime.net. Of course, it also is on the NASA website. But for the ease of breaking it down, we've spent dozens and dozens and dozens of hours discussing some of the acronyms with military personnel so that we could explain what this document says. But some of the simple things to understand in the document, for example, on page 66, it says, increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. Humans are too large, humans are too heavy, they are too tender, we are too slow physically and mentally. We require huge costs, and humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. Now that brings me in to the unthinkable. The document talks about how they will direct evolution. Now, Dr. Stan, we recently went to a presentation done by Al Gore here in Northern California where he was talking about his brand new book called The Future. And he talks about how humans will be replaced. He also said that the economy in the United States is not going to come back. The middle class is being hollowed out, and I quote, hollowed out. Everything has been sent overseas. We know that. Manufacturing is being sent overseas. America right now was originally pumped, and now America is being dumped. We are being absolutely gutted from within. And what we have to do is plan for what will happen with food disruption, with all of the kinds of things that you'll read in this NASA war document. We must try to survive this massive assault. I can tell you that in China, Foxconn, that's the Apple slave factory, are replacing workers with robots. They've already initiated 1 million robots. They're getting ready to bring in another 4 million. They're going to do away with human beings in the manufacturer sector across the board in China. And, of course, they've already and are gutting us. They're gutting the banking system. We see what's happening in Cyprus right now. In fact, I had someone that called me today really, really worried, and I'm going to check into it more tomorrow. But they found out that their Merrill Lynch account had been moved to a new Merrill Lynch account called Merrill Lynch The Edge. And when they called to ask for their money to be withdrawn, they were told that the money was in transition from their local Merrill Lynch over to this new Edge account, and the money would not be available. Then when they asked to confirm the account balance, the computers had frozen up. And then they finally found out that the money was being electronically transferred, and once it's settled, and this may be just quite procedural, but we'll check into it further tomorrow. But more and more people are starting to pull their money out. You can pull up the Bilderberg Group, and you can see that Merrill Lynch is in the Bilderberg Group. In fact, on stopthecrime.net, on our YouTube video, we have several diagrams of the Bilderberg Group, which delineates the various corporations within the United States, Target, Sara Lee, and FedEx, etc., that are in the Bilderberg Group. And we also have a chart that shows the conspiracy to rule the world. So for those of you that would like to see how this all fits, we actually put it to music. We found a great piece of music. It's called It's All Lined Up. So go to stopthecrime.net and take a look at that. You may want to not be involved with any of these companies. We must fight back in and on every direction we can. We've got to get the word out. That is the most important thing. We also have a solutions page on stopthecrime.net, which we're adding to all the time. I want to say that there are many new things coming up that are now becoming available to us that have never before been available. Treating illnesses with frequencies is just one of the things that we're going to need to find out about. We're posting that information up on our website as well. And Dr. Stan, I want to tell you about something that we've just recently discovered that is quite alarming that fits in with UN Agenda 21 and also with the Obama health care plan. And what this is a few weeks ago, it was announced that HUD, the housing department, was going to team up with stakeholders across the United States and see to it that we all live in healthy homes. And what that means, our homes have to meet certain criteria as far as roof repairs, paint repairs, plumbing repairs, etc. They will send teams out to go through your homes to make sure that you are living in a healthy home, because after all, they say that if you are not able to work because you're getting sick inside your home, they've got to come out and fix it for you. And of course, we know that these are going to end up in fines, penalties, and rules and regulations, and people coming into your home. And this is also a land grab, because they certainly will red tag many homes that don't meet the approval of a healthy home. On top of that, we found a new computer app that is now going to be pushed through each and every city. And it's called Code for America, C-O-D-E, for America. And this is going to help monitor all the properties within each and every city. They say that it will bring city citizens closer together with local government. But I have to tell you that this has been put together through the Aspen Institute and the Sapling Foundation. And I can tell you that the Aspen Institute was responsible for the Earth Summit in 1972, which led to the Rio Summit in 1992, followed by the UN Conference on Sustainable Development in 2012. And this program is to control all human activity, and that was created at the Earth Summit called UN Agenda 21. And it also fostered the sub-program, which we talked about many times on the shows, Dr. Stan, called ICLEI, International Council for Local Environmental Initiative. And they are creating cities such as Las Vegas and San Francisco to have this implemented in these cities. This is not a trial run. This is the beginning of reporting and having every single property in this computer app. Everything that is happening to us right now is based on computers and algorithms. That's why they are building and have built this 1 million square foot data collection center in Bluffdale, Utah. Everything is going to be monitored. The NASA document talks about the fact that there will be sensors in everything, including some of the micro dust that they are dumping on us from the chemtrails. That has antenna capability in it, and we will all be tracked. Chips will not be necessary.
Well, I have no question that they have plans exactly like that. They want to monitor people from the cradle to the grave. We're dealing with organized evil, and they have the capacity, and certainly they have their people planted in both political parties. They're rigging our elections. Do you know there were thousands and thousands of voter irregularities in November of last year in the presidential election, and none of them have been investigated? Why? Well, because basically they focused our attention immediately on General Petraeus and his marital infidelity, affair he was having with this woman, and that they'd known about this for a long time, but they held it back until after the election, so they could focus our attention on that rather than the fact that they stole the election, they rigged the election, and basically all across the country this was coordinated, and the fact that nobody wants to talk about this simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. Our guest, of course, is Deborah Tavares, and certainly she's been talking about this move towards taking us under ever more control, regulating and monitoring us in the name of protecting the environment. But ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our water, and they're poisoning our food, and they're poisoning our children, and well, where's the outcry? You're not going to hear about this on most programs. You need, of course, to get our material on geoengineering, on aspartame, on population control, my talk on certainty and my syllabus, on Agenda 21 to get the syllabus, and you'll actually find all the documentation. There is a master plan. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Deborah, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Yes, I urge everybody to get involved. If you are involved, do more. We are at the time where we must alert as many people as possible. We are the media. Again, print flyers off. We have flyers on every single website. Use those to create your own if you would like. But get involved. Put bumper stickers on your cars, magnetic bumper stickers. Put signs as sunshades when you park in a parking lot, because oftentimes they will not allow them to be off your cars, but you can put them on as sunshades. Do everything you can to create awareness. People are being dumbed down with the fluoride and all the other toxins that are being presented to them, and many of them are unaware. Many people that you start to discuss these things with start really thinking, and we get them out of their state before they succumb completely. But I urge you to start with looking at the source documents on stopthecrime.net. Please pass this out to everybody. Our futures depend on what we act and how we act now. And it also creates a better state of an environment to be in as this continues to come down and around. We have to help people not live in fear. This is what is required by this Luciferian control group that are inbred. They thrive and require fear to keep us in fear, to keep the control of us. And it is critical. They say in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document that they need our agreement for full energy dominance. We simply can't agree. Start with the smart meters. Don't let them put that on your home. And you can go to stopthecrime.net and go also to freedomtaker.com and get those meters taken off. Those are biohazards. Those are emitting microwave frequencies that break your DNA. They cause cellular damage. Go to all of our websites, refusesmartmeters.com, ToxicSky.org, ToxicDrinkingWater.org, and SmartMetersMurder.com. There's something for everybody to get involved with. Choose something, but get involved. We need as many warriors on this battlefield. There are absolutely no bushes for anyone to hide behind. We simply must wake up our neighbors, our family members, and keep moving on. Don't spend time trying to convince people. Just plant the seed, because everybody knows something is terribly, terribly wrong. When we go to our city council meetings, we're met with the Delphi technique.
We're out of time. We're out of time. Well, our guest has been Deborah Tavares, and ladies and gentlemen, Deborah's plea is do something. And so they put the bumper stickers on your car. Go to her website. There's all sorts of things there that you can get that will help you to get the information out. And you've got to become involved, because if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. There is no neutral position here. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. Deborah, God bless you for everything you do. One more time, tell them the website they can go to get your material.
Yes, stopthecrime.net, refusesmartmeters.com. smartmeters.com. That will take you over to our sister site called smartmetersmurder.com. Also, toxicsky.org, toxicdrinkingwater.org, and be sure you print off the Cinemix flyers that we have up there on the site as well.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Deborah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Deborah Tavares, and you need to get her information. She's one of the most dedicated and hardworking people I know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're under attack today. You need to get our talk, such as DVD on geoengineering, and that's geoengineering. You need to get the talk on aspartame, the DVD. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on fluoride, the hidden agenda. Fluoride, the hidden agenda. You need to get our talk, certainly, going into the background of the brotherhood of darkness. You need to certainly get our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the covert agenda. These are not imaginary threats. They're very real. We've got dozens of DVDs that are out there. We'll help you to understand one or another part of what's going on today. But, of course, if you get our Agenda 21, the covert plan, you want to get the syllabus along with it. You got to decrease price. But it has so much of the information you need to be able to verify the fact this is not imaginary. These things are real. And then if you doubt what I'm saying, let me suggest Barry Goldwater's wonderful book, With No Apologies. Barry Goldwater certainly wrote the book in 1979. He talked about David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. Their goal was to take control of the political governments of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. You'll find that on page 280. You need to read that chapter over and over again. Or you can get that book. You can get David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he talks about the secret cabal that he's part of and how proud he is that he's part of a secret cabal. And then he talks about how his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro, and Fidel Castro comes up here to visit David. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. The book what David Rockefeller wrote, Memoirs. You need to get the information we have available through my ministry, RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we do hope that if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us financially, we can certainly use your help. My wife just went over that, preparing the income tax. And, of course, we did go considerably behind last year. We do what we do because we love America. We want to try to preserve some element of freedom for our nation, and we recognize the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you're in a position to help us, we ask you to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, to get the various items that we produce, certainly to become part and parcel of our team. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Why, of course, you can certainly donate to what we're doing. Perhaps you have a product you'd like to advertise with us. Any one of these things will help us, but more important, it will help us to get the information out on the 50 networks that we have across America, 50 stations or outlets of one sort or another. And just we do hope, of course, you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet. You can listen by iPhone, iPad. You can even listen to our afternoon telephone programs, by our afternoon programs on telephone if you have unlimited minutes, but go to our website and find out all the various things that we have, and then help us to get the information out, because of course time is running out. The people on the other side are moving as rapidly towards a great war, and when that war comes, we're not going to be allowed to speak. World War III is on its way. Hundreds of millions are going to die. They know exactly what they're doing. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8927.
Be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside.